Of the program's we have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John is the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, the South Point Studios, and the South Point Studios broadcasting streaming at YouTube, right here from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of the other people who listen to us on many different other platforms that include our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, which of course has the exclusive broadcasting, play-by-play broadcasting of both the USC games in college and, of course, the Rams in the NFL. And, of course, we welcome all of those who listen to us on the streaming on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, your iPhone and your Android as well, with your apps that you can get at your app store, that you can hear us on the KSHP app, and of course see and listen to us on the YouTube app, and, of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show on this Saturday, 1 week from today. You know what happens. 1 week from today, we'll be up as soon as we're done with the Race Day Show on next Saturday morning, up to the Grand Ballroom for the big celebration of Breeders' Cup Day 2, the championship day of racing. And, of course, the Grandview Ballroom will open up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, the doors will open. Big Grand Ballroom, big movie theater-type screens that you can watch all the action from the Breeders' Cup. The smaller screens will feature other racetracks that are running that day because you might want action somewhere else. And throughout the afternoon and throughout the day, you'll be able to bet all of those races that are coming in here. Right there with the big betting windows, big bank of betting windows we'll have, live betting windows, the kiosks in case you like to bet on the kiosks. And, of course, the food and beverage discounts, food and beverage special prices, big banquet tables. You can spread out everything. Got a lot of room on the banquet tables. It sits between 8 and 10, so bring out your friends and have a great time playing and betting and watching the races, the big Breeders' Cup races here at the South Point in the Grand Ballroom. And on Saturday, South Point Saturday, the Saturday of the Breeders' Cup, next Saturday, they'll be giving away prizes, too, in the big ballroom there. And that will conclude a full week of celebrating and events here at the South Point for the Breeders' Cup. We begin on Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, we'll have a Breeders' Cup preview show with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo, along with Chris Andrews, the head of the sports book here, Vinny Vamulullo. Of course, steadfast racing fans they are, and they love to play the horses. And, of course, Dwayne Colucci. We're going to get him from the Rampart to show up on the studio as well. All of them great horse racing fans, and we'll have a great time doing our handicapping on the special Breeders' Cup preview handicapping show on YouTube, only on the YouTube streaming network at South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. It'll be on at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. And then, of course, on Friday, the first day of the Breeders' Cup. Friday, of course, is known as the Future Stars, the Stars of the Future, so to speak, Breeders' Cup, you know, with all the Breeders' Cup races for two-year-olds on the Friday card. As soon as that is over, we'll be in the Grand View Lounge, adjacent to the race book, for our special and annual Breeders' Cup seminar featuring John Lendo and Jonathan Hardoon, going over what happened on that Friday, plus previewing what's going to happen on Saturday Breeders' Cup Day as well. The Grandview Lounge, a great lounge setup, too. It's actually where they do entertainment at night, so it'll be, and it's right next to the race book as well. All of that is free, F-R-E-E free, including parking your car, so come on out and enjoy us here at the South Point, where they do it right for horse players. Trust me when I tell you, they do it right for horse players here, because they love horse players here. And we're going to have a great time all through Breeders' Cup week here at the South Point. So come on down and join us. And myself, Jonathan, and John will, of course, be up at the ballroom on Saturday watching and betting the Breeders' Cup races. Love to have you come by and say hi and all the good stuff there. Okay? So that's 1 week from today is the deadline day. That's it. It'll be the championship day of Breeders' Cup and, of course, the Breeders' Cup big day of racing, no doubt about it. All right, 1 week from today. All right, let's see what's happening as far as Breeders' Cup updates are concerned. Fierceness worked out at Saratoga. His workout, 48.98 one-hundredths. His workout there at Saratoga, they'll be making their way with the Fierceness. The Pletcher horses will be making their way to Del Mar. Del Mar, as you know, we were talking to John Lendo yesterday morning, and he said it was very foggy down there, and it was. But Senor Buscador worked out in the fog at Del Mar. He went 58.84 one-hundredths there, moving rather quickly, I'd say, for a horse that comes from behind. Senor Buscador, 58.84. He galloped out six furlongs in 1 minute, 12, and 19th 100 seconds there. Skippy Longstocking is going to the Breeders' Cup Dirt and not the Breeders' Cup Classic. Skippy Longstocking will be in the Breeders' Cup Mile, Dirt Mile, the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and not the Classic. The Dirt Mile, by the way, when they shifted around the races for racing, will be the final race on the card. So the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, the final race on Saturday. He will not go in the Classic. And trainer Aidan O'Brien, who had 11 horses that were scheduled to come out. Actually, he had 19 were scheduled to come out, but only 11 are coming. The others are non-shippers, the ones that he had pointing for the Breeders' Cup. 11 will be the coming here to America. The others that he had in his stable that he wanted to bring for the Breeders' Cup will be staying in Europe. His thoughts were the cautions about the strictness of the vet examinations here in America for the Breeders' Cup. So he had a few reservations about some of the horses that may or may not pass the strict regulations, the strictness of the examination from the vets there for the Breeders' Cup. So he's leaving seven back in Europe, and he will be bringing only 11. So you can see how that's starting to affect some of the trainers as well. And National Treasure, who was obviously heading for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, will not. He has been scratched out of the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He hasn't worked since September 28th, and they say that he has a foot issue. He's not going to pass the vet either, so National Treasure has been scratched out of the Dirt Mile. I think as a result of that is why I think Saffy Joseph Jr. Took Skippy Longstocking out of the Breeders' Cup Classic and moved him to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Some of the latest news from Breeders' Cup as we make our way towards Breeders' Cup weekend. All righty. On today, we've got a couple of those state-bred stakes races in some racetracks. Horseshoe Indianapolis has six Indiana-bred races today, stakes races there. And Mahoning Valley will have the Best of Ohio. The Ohio state-breds will have five stakes races there at Mahoning Valley for today. Belmont at Aqueduct has three really good stakes races, the Mother Goose, the Bold Ruler, and the 49er. So we'll be going over those three races with Jonathan Hardoon in a bit. And it's closing day at Keeneland. Everything goes out the door today. Keeneland's closing day today. I do believe they have a carryover in their pick six from yesterday. And so Keeneland will, all the money goes out the window today. All the pools. It's closing day, mandatory payoffs. And, of course, tomorrow we'll open the Churchill Downs fall meeting there. As far as what happened at Keeneland yesterday causing that pick six carryover in the pick six races, it started out with a $60.24 winner. So that put it almost in automatic carryover immediately. That was the fifth race on the card yesterday. Native Shaman was the horse ridden by Corey Lannery. And believe it or not, it was trained by Rusty Arnold. Big $60 winner there for Rusty Arnold. Rusty Arnold had a big day yesterday at Keeneland. The sixth race paid $11.22 for Steve Asmussen and Jose Ortiz. Seventh race winner, Luis Saez, got his second win of the day with a Phil Schoenthal trained entry, paying $8.06. And then the two stakes races, the Myrtlewood at 6 furlongs for two-year-old fillies was won by Echo Sound. Echo Sound got up and wore down Praying to win the race. Echo Sound, Irad Ortiz Jr.'s second win, Rusty Arnold's second win of the day, paying $8.96. Praying, a big long shot, held on for second. Trust Fund Philly was third. And in the Grade 2 Valley View, the ninth race on the card at a mile on the turf for three-year-old fillies. Poolside with Slim wins under Frankie DeToro, paying $7.94, trained by Rusty Arnold. So Rusty Arnold had three wins yesterday at Keeneland. He won both stakes races, and that Poolside with Slim outran Pharaoh's Wine and Buttercream Babe, who finished third. Finally, in the final pick six race of the day, Brad Cox and Florent Guru got together to win that one, paying $10 even. And those are the prices in the pick six yesterday. Keeneland started out with that big $60 winner. They got him a carryover. Five out of six yesterday paid $816.93. And again, I say there is a carryover today at Keeneland's pick six, and it is a mandatory payoff as well. It is closing day at Keeneland. Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday, Dylan Davis continues to ride hot there. He is the leading rider. He won four races yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Started out in the first race with Mischief Lad, paying $7.10. Came back in the third race with the Jerry J pick on the show. Empire Magic was bet down as the favorite, paid $4.80 for trainer Danny Gargan. Jerry J also connected with his connectors, his link-ups, the Exacta and the Trifecta. Didn't pay much, though. The dollar Exacta paid $4.35, and the 50-cent Tribe paid $3.35 for the 50-cent Tribe, but a winner's a winner. Jerry J gives us a winner in the third. And then Dylan Davis came back in the sixth race with a competitive marker for Chad Brown, paying $3 even, and wrapped it up in the ninth and final race with Hilarious Affair for his fourth win of the day for Mike Maker, paying $8.60. Pick six yesterday at Belmont paid a slim $550.50. $550.50. There were filthy favorites all day long at Aqueduct. As a matter of fact, the highest priced winner of the day was $13.40. Everything else on the card paid less than $8.60. All right, Santa Anita yesterday. Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez got together to win the Enochia Stakes for two-year-old fillies. Silent Law just went out for an afternoon gallop and just destroyed the field. Silent Law for Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez pays $2.80, like money in the bank cattle on the ranch, so to speak. Practical Dream was second. Proud Starlet was third. It was only a four-filly race. Now, the winner paid $2.80. And she is now undefeated with two wins out of two starts, a maiden and the stakes race. But here's the deal. She pays $2.80 in a four-filly race, but yet the $1 trifecta in that race paid $13.80. Pretty big price for a pretty solid trifecta bet. All right. And then we got Tiago Piera, who had a big day yesterday. He had three wins on the card. He won the first race at 11:40, he came back in the third race with a winner for Ryan Hansen, paying $15.20. And then Piera wound up the day winning the eighth race with Safa, who closed from last to first. Unusual at the Santa Anita main track, but this filly came from last to first, got up and won. Safa, big favorite, paid $4.60 for Gary Studi, giving Piera his third win on the day. And the Sirocco play came in the final race at Santa Anita yesterday. Jonathan Hardoon gave us Hi Ho. Hi Ho won for Jonathan Hardoon, paying $16.60. How about that? And Rich Eng's horse came second. He was the favorite, running second, Certitude. So the $1 Sirocco play exacta, the dollar exacta, paid $16.90. And so it goes. Pick six yesterday at Santa Anita paid $7,119.80. And the Sirocco play gets there with the longest priced winner beating the favorite in the last race there. All right, we got a lot to do today. Jonathan Hardoon is standing by along with Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. And, of course, your racing menu's coming up. And we'll talk about some races and get some more picks for you today. So we'll just starting on this Saturday show. Don't forget to join us at the YouTube South Point Studios Network. Just go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios in the search box, get to the page, click Race Day, and then make sure that you chat away. You can do that by subscribing. Subscription is free. If you haven't already done it, just go there, hit subscribe, and start chatting away, as all the chatters are doing right now. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. Just ramping it up for the big Breeders' Cup week and Breeders' Cup weekend next weekend. And again, I want to remind you all of the great things that are happening here. You can go to the South Point website and pick up on all that great stuff in case you missed what we were talking about them as well. Hey, how's the weather? Well, Ralph, here's the weather. It's 58 degrees right now outside. And it's going to be 86 today. This is the these are the parameters. These are the highs and lows that we're going to have for the next week coming up, the weather here in Las Vegas. Always fast, firm, and perfect in the ballroom and the race book and the lounge, so don't worry about that. Right now, 58, but we're going to get up to 86. As far as the rest of the nation is concerned, temperatures, Miami 83, New York 67, Chicago 57. Phoenix, Arizona, ooh, they're almost, they got 90, they're going to top out at 99 today, almost 100. Los Angeles, 84 degrees where Santa Anita is at. And, of course, again, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 85. That's the weather as far as the precipitation is concerned. Nothing to talk about around the country. It looks pretty darn good, that's for sure. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the race book, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect out the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, where you're going to play the races here in the race book behind us, these will be the first post times to roll out in the books. If you're in the Pacific time zone, otherwise, no problem. However, if you're in many of the different time zones around the world, we know you have to adjust. You have to adjust to Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything. Like I miss mom and dad, you know, I want to make sure you don't miss anything and have an opportunity to make a winning bet. All right? First post times, Pacific. Here we go. We begin with Horseshoe Indianapolis. Now, Horseshoe Indianapolis has the big Indy bred stakes races today. There are 12 races there at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Seven are thoroughbred races. Five are quarter horse stakes races. And out of the seven thoroughbred races, four of them will be Indiana bred stakes racing. The Indiana Stallion for two-year-old fillies will go as the fourth. The Crown Ambassador for two-year-olds will go as the fifth. The Lady Foghorn for fillies, three-year-olds, will go as the sixth. And the Unreachable Star, the $250,000 centerpiece, the Unreachable Star handicap at a mile and 70 yards for three-year-olds will be the seventh race on the card. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a super high five carryover today of $9,573. Their first post time is 9 a.m., 9 a.m., just about the time we go off the air here. Well, no, not exactly, about an hour and a half. But nevertheless, Horseshoe Indianapolis, the first post time is at 9 a.m. We go next to Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley today will showcase the Ohio Breds, the best of Ohio stakes, they call it. Out of their 11 stakes, out of their 11 races, five will be the best of Ohio stakes races. They'll roll out like this. Seventh race will be the John W. Galbraith for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. The eighth race will be the Juvenile for two-year-olds at a mile and 16th. The ninth race will be the Sprint at six furlongs for three-year-olds and up. And the Distaff at a mile and 1/8 for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, will be the 10th on the card. The 11th race will be the $100,000 Endurance at a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds and up. Best of Ohio today at Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley's first post time is set at 9:05. 9:05 at Mahoning Valley. And again, it's the Best of Ohio. 11 races today, five stakes races. They have a super high five carryover there of $9,573 at Mahoning Valley today. All right, Belmont Park. Oh, Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say. First post time is at 9:10 at Belmont at Aqueduct today. And the weather there, well, it should be nice. I'm sure it is nice there at Belmont at Aqueduct today. We don't have the latest from the track there, but first post time is at 9:10. 11 races today, 3 stakes races. The first of them will be the 8th race on the card, the 49er, a $250,000 grade 3 at a mile for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 8 before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite there is Coastal Mission with Mr. Bosa Chica aboard. And then you've got the 10th race, the $250,000 grade 2 Mother Goose at a mile and 1/8 for 3-year-old fillies, a field of 8 before scratches. 8-5 favorite there is Gun Song with John Velasquez aboard. And earlier in the day, the 7th race will be the Bull Ruler, the grade 3 Bull Ruler at 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. 7 go to the post in that one before scratches. Top Gunner is the 8-5 favorite there at in that race, and the Bull Ruler at Belmont at Aqueduct. And again, first post time at Belmont at Aqueduct is set at 9:10. 9:10 first post today at the Big A. Laurel Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park today. And then we go next to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 11 races. The 11th and final race will be their stakes race of the day at Gulfstream. It's the Our Dear Peggy Stakes for 2-year-old fillies going a mile on the turf. In that race, a wide-open affair. Ramsey Pond is 5-2 in the morning line favorite there. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover stands at $87,950. First post time is at 9:50 for the 11 races at Gulfstream Park. Then we go to Keeneland. It is closing day at Keeneland. Mandatory payoffs. Everything goes out the door. They got a Pick 6 Carryover. This is a traditional regular Pick 6 Carryover. $72,981 left on the table yesterday. It's got to go today. Pick 6 Carryover, mandatory payoff. And, of course, they got 10 races, 3 stakes races on the card. The Bowman Mill will be the 6th race at 6 furlongs for 2-year-olds. A field of 7. And the favorite in that race at 2-1 is Macho Music with Luis Saez. The 8th race will be the Grade 2 Hagard Fayette at a mile and 1/8 for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 10 before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Hit Show with Florent Guru. And then the 9th race will be the $600,000 Grade 3 Bryan Station at a mile on the turf for 3-year-olds, an overflow field of 15 before any scratches. And Tricari is the 2-1 favorite there with Manny Franco. Manny Franco is going to Keeneland today to ride Tricari in the Bryan Station. 10 races at Keeneland. Again, carryover, mandatory payout in the Pick 6, $72,981. First post time is at 10 a.m. at Keeneland on their closing day. Then we go to Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has 10 races. The Eternal Search Stakes is their 8th and featured at 7.5 furlongs on the turf. In that race, Olivia Rose is the 5-2 favorite with Rafael Hernandez aboard. Woodbine has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $14,450. That's their Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Woodbine today. And again, the first post time at Woodbine with a super high 5 jackpot carryover now standing at $106,507 in their super high 5 jackpot carryover. First post time at Woodbine for their 10 races is set at 10:10 at Woodbine today. Pleasanton Racetrack has 9 races today. Pleasanton has a carryover in their super high 5. That stands at $2,213. First post time at Pleasanton, 12:45 for their 9 thoroughbred races. Then we go to Santa Anita. Great race place. Santa Anita has 10 races today. Their feature race is the Twilight Derby. It's the 7th race out of the 10 races on the card at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for 3-year-olds. A field of 7 in this race. And the favorite, lukewarm at that, is Stay Hot, 3-1 with Antonio Freisu. Wide open and competitive race. We'll see what our handicappers have to say. First post time at Santa Anita for their 10 races set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Oh, yeah, that little 3x3 bet they got, you know, 3 trifectas. Well, that got a carryover of $12,415 if you partake. Delta Downs has 10 races. Their first post time is at 2:50 at Delta Downs. The Sweet Home Alabama Special is their 9th and featured race. Again, first post time Delta Downs for 10 races set at 2:50. Charlestown with a pick six jackpot carryover of $17,835, has eight races. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. And then we have Remington Park. Remington Park has nine races. Their first post time is 4:30. And then we go to Los Alamitos, Southern California, Los Al. Their first post time is at 6 o'clock tonight. And then we have three Australian racetracks coming into the South Point. If you like Australian racing and you want to bet it, there'll be three tracks tonight here at South Point and the Racebook Australian Racing after most of those races are concluded. All right, now we'll go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's getting a little chippy out there. It's nice. It's nice and crisp out now in the morning here. How is it up there at Saratoga?
In Saratoga, it's in the 50s. Down at Aqueduct, it's in the 60s. Just like you said, Ralph, it's a crispy day here as well. Horses like it. People like it. So all good.
Well, of course, we're looking at the weather there at in Southern California, where, of course, the Breeders' Cup will be next week. And, of course, Del Mar, it shouldn't be any problem at Del Mar having good weather, I wouldn't think.
No, that's the whole point of having the Breeders' Cup on the West Coast, that kind of guarantees them good weather.
Yeah, no question about that. And let's see if I can get to pick up a Del Mar advance for next week. Del Mar, California. We'll hit the icon there and see what they have for their weather coming up this week. Today, it's going to be 71 degrees down there, a little bit cloudy. Look for the 10-day forecast. In the meantime, we've got three races going on, three nice stakes races today at Aqueduct. And they'll roll out like this. I do believe the Bold Ruler would be the first one. That's the seventh race on the card, where there are seven entered, and Top Gunner is the 8-5 favorite with Flavian Pratt.
Yeah, I like the seven horse in there, Scotland. Irod Ortiz aboard for Bill Mott. Could you imagine, Ralph, Bill Mott is 2-57 at the meet. That's surprising.
Wow.
But, got a lot of seconds in third. This horse was in trouble last time out. He was stuck inside when it was not the place to be. Now he draws outside. Irod Ortiz rides today, and he's ridden him in the past. That's the horse that I like in that race.
Nice 5-2 on the morning line, too. We'll wait and see if we can hold that. Of course, with Irad riding it, you know, they always look to bet Irad. But Flavian Pratt's aboard Top Gunner. Maybe that'd be a nice, good exacta box there in the Bold Ruler. The 49er, named that from one of the famous racehorses, is the eighth race on the card at a mile. And at Aqueduct, the way the configuration of that racetrack is, it's a one-turn mile race. And there are eight in it before any scratches. And favorite in that race is Coastal Mission with Mr. Bosa Chica aboard.
Yeah, but I like the eight horse in there, Film Star. This horse has run well at Aqueduct in the past. This horse has won at the distance. This horse is 6-1 on the morning line. Coastal Mission certainly has a shot, but Film Star is the right horse to be playing, especially if you get anywhere near that 6-1.
All right, so you're going to take Film Star in there right against the Coastal Mission. Nice 6-1, and again, Irad riding that horse. So we might expect a little bit, maybe a little bit less on the morning line, but nevertheless, a solid horse to take on the favorite in that race. And then the Mother Goose is the 10th race on the card. Now, the Mother Goose used to be more prestigious, I think, than it is now because of Breeders' Cup races, et cetera, for that division. But the Mother Goose used to be part of the New York Triple.
Belmont Fall Meet. It used to be run at Belmont. But yeah. Obviously, Belmont's closer. They're running it at Aqueduct.
Exactly.
It's an interesting race.
It used to be the New York Triple Crown, Philly Triple Crown. One of the,
right.
Yeah.
There's a late scratch in there of the two horse. It was 15-1 on the morning line. The horse's name was Call Another Play. She scratched. I like a horse in here, Ralph. I like the number six horse, Life Talk. Todd Pletcher sends out this three-year-old Gunrunner filly. Stretches out to a mile and an eighth today where she's won in the past. She has a win at Aqueduct. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Two big favorites in here will be the number three, Tarifa from the Brad Cox barn, and the number five, Gun Song. I like six, Life Talk, to upset and beat those horses.
You know, I remember Life Talk and a couple of races she had that she ran off the screen, like she ran off the screen and was a big winner, not too long ago, wasn't it?
Well, she won the Demoiselle at Aqueduct. That was last December. Okay. And she's also won at Saratoga. She only has two wins, but career win number three will be coming today.
All right. Enough talk about that. Life Talk wins it. 10th race, the 6th Life Talk. All right. Before we get to your selections, want to ask you if you have any scuttlebutt about any Breeders' Cup stuff. What about Aidan O'Brien, man? He had a whole fleet of horses coming, and now he's going to leave seven back there in Europe.
Yeah, it's pretty scary when trainers are afraid to ship out because they're afraid they're going to be scratched and they think they're going to have a problem with the vets. So that certainly can't be good for the game. You know, if a trainer like Aidan O'Brien is going to send a horse to run, you could be sure there's nothing wrong with the horse. So, you know, if he's being overly cautious, he's obviously afraid of what he has to deal with there. And again, that's certainly not good for anyone involved.
Another piece of information that kind of had me raising my eyebrows was Senor Buscador going, 58.84/100. Here's a horse that's a closer.
And it's a week out. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's, I hope he doesn't leave his race, on the training track.
But, yeah, in the morning, yeah. Well, before we get to your selections, one more thing I wanted to let everybody know about the forecast at Del Mar. And, of course, just when I say it, it jumped off the screen. Here it is again. All right, beginning next week on Wednesday, partly cloudy, 66 degrees, 3% chance of rain. On Thursday, it'll be sunny and beautiful, 67 degrees, they say, is the high. So it's getting almost perfect weather for horse racing.
Yeah.
Really. 3% chance of rain again. On Friday, the day of the big Future Stars Day with the two-year-olds, Friday, the first day of the Breeders' Cup, 66 degrees, 3% chance of rain, partly cloudy. And then on Saturday, Breeders' Cup Day, 1 week from today, the forecast is partly cloudy, 67 degrees, with a 19% chance of a little precipitation.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll have to keep
it's
an eye.
It's only jumped from 3% to 19%. That's a big jump.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that, that's for sure. All right, time to get some horses.
All right, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the fifth race today, a mile on the turf. And I like the number 9 horse in here, willing to risk it all. Draw a line through her last race, or through his last race when he was stuck on the rail on a race that was rained off. He comes back to the turf today where he's done well in the past. Flavian Pratt aboard to ride, 4-1 in the morning line. I like number 9, willing to risk it all to win today's fifth race out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right, then we're willing to risk some money on that in the fifth race. Number 9, willing to risk it all. The 9 in the fifth at Belmont at Aqueduct. We'll go to Keeneland.
Keelan, we're going to look at the opener today, Ralph, and I really like the number 8 horse in here, Light It Up Louie, a 3-year-old filly from the Will Rosson barn. Kristen Torres, only 1-42 at the meet. Ooh. Closing day, he's going to find a second win here. I like number 8, Light It Up Louie, to upset and win today's first race out of Keelan. There's an even money morning line favorite in there. Number 5 all class, but I'm going to give the edge to the 8, Light It Up Louie.
All right, we're going to take on that big favorite in the first race, first post time, 10 a.m. Pacific time in the first at Keeneland, the 8, Light It Up Louie, the 8 in the opener at Keeneland. All right, and we'll wrap it up with San Anita.
Yeah, let's look at the 7th race, the Twilight Derby, and I love the number 6 horse in here, Rothschild, a 3-year-old colt from the Tim Yachtin barn. Kazushi Kimura aboard to ride. This horse makes his third start back off of a layoff. Third start as a 3-year-old. He's an improving horse. He gets better with each start. 9-2 on the morning line. Number 6, a Rothschild. Pick 6, pick 5, pick 4, pick 3, single in today's 7th race out at San Anita.
All right, 7th race, Twilight Derby. You really like Rothschild, the 6 horse, and the 7th race is your pick at San Anita. And again, full sheets for Santa Anita, Keeneland, and Belmont at Aqueduct today at his website.
JONHARDOON.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We're coming back with Rich Ang and find out what happened in races yesterday, and what about that first game in the World Series? Huh? What a dramatic ending. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Towers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
What a game in the World Series last night. Opening game and a dramatic grand slam home run in the last inning with the last out up for grabs. What a way to close it out.
Shades of Kurt Gibson from another era when he came in and hit that big home run against Dennis Eckersley of the Oakland A's. That was a heck of a World Series, propelled the Dodgers to victory. We'll see what happens. The Yankees battled back. They had a 3-2 lead, and it was gone in one swing by Freddie Freeman.
Yep, and the Trolley Dodgers win it, so there you have it. Okay, and kind of a heartbreaking loss for UNLV last night here in town. But nevertheless, we'll move on. You gave us a half of the Scirocco play yesterday that got us cashing in the last race with John Lendo. And so we'll look ahead to today. Do you have a college pick at all?
Yes, I do, Ralph. The game is number 159-160. It's a Big Ten game, even though it's the Washington Huskies flying more than halfway across the country to Bloomington, Indiana, to play the Indiana Hoosiers. This game actually opened as Indiana's 6.5-point favorite. But their quarterback, Curtis Rourke, he hurt his thumb, had some minor surgery. He's going to be out at least a couple of weeks. But the backup, Ralph, is a kid called Tavon Jackson, who came in from the transfer portal from Tennessee. He's a very, very highly regarded recruit. He may not be as good a passer as Rourke, but he's a better runner. I don't think Indiana misses a beat. They're 7-0, Ralph. They're one of the biggest stories in college football. Uh-huh. They have a chance to run the table, except for one game against Ohio State at the end of the year. Let's go with Indiana, -5.5, to beat Washington.
All right, Indiana beating Washington. The spread is 5.5, favorite there. Let's get some horses. First go to Keeneland, then we'll wrap it up at San Anita.
Keeneland Race 6 is the Bowman Mill, Ralph, and a horse that I've been keeping my eye on is the number 6, Politically Correct. This horse, pretty generous price at 9-2 in the morning line. I'd love to get that. The key angle for me is you got to cross a line through the Iroquois. This horse ran awful, and the Iroquois was then protected by Florent Giroux. Okay. But this horse is a one-turn sprinter, gets Jose Ortiz back. Going to be awful tough in a lane 5. Politically Correct. In race 6.
Well, it's a good time of year for a horse this name in the sixth race, number 5, Politically Correct. The 5 in the sixth race at Keeneland. and we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Race 9 at Santa Anita is down the hillside turf course, 6.5 furlongs on the grass. It's a first level allowance. Horse that was claimed a couple races back by Hector Palma's the 9, Ang and Ash. This horse has run two really good races since off the claim. This horse is a great closer. The outside post works well down the hill. 9, Ang and Ash in race number 9 at Santa Anita.
All right, number 9 in the 9th race. 9 in the 9th race at Santa Anita, Ang and Ash. And don't forget, full sheets for Keeneland and Santa Anita available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going right out to John Lendo standing by. And is it foggy in Southern California this morning, John?
Good morning, Ralph. It was at Del Mar. They're just getting going to start workouts now. There was no workouts before 7 o'clock because of the fog. They have Howard Wallowitz just worked the first work at Del Mar. And they're right now, Muth is on the track working at Santa Anita. So they're underway with the workouts here in Southern California.
Right, and this is a pivotal day, of course, today, Saturday, with the Breeders' Cup next week. The big workouts are happening today. A real quick thought about Aidan O'Brien and keeping a lot of his Breeders' Cup pointed horses in Europe, and he's not coming out with most of them.
Well, you know, you pre-enter, and then you see who's doing well this week. And if there's any doubt about any kind of vet issues, you don't bring them out because you know you're not going to be able to run out here. And so I think he's just doing the right thing. You only bring the ones that are absolutely coming out of their skin, so you got to know that the ones that are here are going to be very alive.
All right. And so we will wait and see about that. National Treasure out because of his foot issue, et cetera. So what about Senor Buscador? That kind of best workout for a closer.
Well, he's always been a good workhorse. And you got to remember, Ralph, when it's foggy down here, there's a lot of moisture in the air when it dampens that track a little bit and it speeds up. So, you know, and it was hard to get a clocking because if you're at the wire, you can't see where they break off with the fog. Uh-huh. And if you're on the backside where they break off, you can't see the wire. So, you know, 58 and change is the best estimate, then maybe it was a little slower, maybe it was a little faster. Who knows?
Well, we'll wait and see, that's for sure. I see that there is a small chance of a little precipitation there at Del Mar next week during the two Breeders' Cup days.
Take the unders.
All right.
Not going to happen.
You got it, the unders. Okay, John Linda's Linda Report, full Linda reports for both Santa Anita and Keeneland available right now here at the South Point free of charge, exclusively here. This is the only place you can get the Linda Report in Las Vegas. It's at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge, because they love horse players here. We'll go to a pick at Keeneland and then one at Santa Anita.
Okay, two quick notes at Keeneland. In the Fayette today, Rattle and Roll will scratch. He is pointing to the Breeders' Cup Classic. Mm-hmm. And also in the Bryan Station, Turning Point is entered there. He's also entered in the Twilight Derby at Santa Anita. He is in California. He runs in the Twilight Derby at Santa Anita. Okay. So for the first play today at Keeneland, race number 2, number 9, Princess is Olivia. This is a horse that used to be in Southern California. She's a three-year-old. She's won 3 times. She's in a non-winners of 3 because as a three-year-old, you can win as many as you want. She's a perfect fit, draws outside, good tactical speed. 6-1 on the program. Number 9, Princess is Olivia, race 2 at Keeneland.
Second race at Keeneland, number 9, Princess is Olivia. The 9 in the second race with Richie giving us the first race. I got a Sirocco Daily Double going. I got the 8-9 combination from the first to the second race. You like the 9. And we'll wait and see if I can get a Sirocco double off of that Sirocco play yesterday from you guys. Same two guys. All right, go to Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, race number 3. Number 1, Almond Joy, had no business being in the Oakleaf Stakes against the good 2-year-old fillies routing on dirt. She's by Om, who gets a lot of turf sprinters, drops in with Calbred Maidens. Huge drop in class. She'll make the last run here. 4-1 on the program, number 1, Almond Joy, race number 3, Santa Anita.
All right, third race, and again, appropriate name for this time around Halloween, Almond Joy, number 1, Almond Joy, although not spelt that way, the third race, number 1, Almond Joy is John Lindo's play at Santa Anita. And remember, again, full sheets for Santa Anita and Keeneland right now at the South Point right here, free of charge in the book here. All right, keep an eye on, get that fog out of the way and keep an eye on those workouts, John, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll keep watching the works. Good luck today, Ralph.
All right, now we're going to quickly go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by with a nice pick yesterday, Jerry. Wasn't a big payoff, but it was solid, and a winner is a winner.
Well, I guess. I wouldn't have taken 7-5, but that's just me. But the horse ran great. I mean, the horse was fine, so.
All right, well, let's get started and see if
we can. It's two things. You have the right horse and the right price, right, Ralph?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get started with some horses for today, then.
Okay. Let's go over to the eighth race at Aqueduct today. Number two, Messier, a horse that we should all really know pretty well.
Yeah.
Where am I? I'm on the wrong track here. No wonder why. Messier from the Dick Trotter barn.
Yeah.
Since he's gotten into the Trotter's barn, he started to find that old form he had as a three-year-old, where we had all sorts of upside projections on what this horse might be. He might be a Kentucky Derby contender. Now he's settled in as a five-year-old, and I think he has some very nice form. He's coming off a layoff. That's not a problem for Dutroux. And he's just faster than me. So this has been part of the theme I've been giving out this fall.
All right.
Layoff horse with fast numbers. Let's take the two, Messier over the 1, 4, 6, and 8, do our reverses.
Two over 1, 4, 6, 8 in the eighth at Aqueduct. Quickly, Santa Anita, and I mean quick.
Let's go to the sixth. It doesn't take any imagination to realize imagination's better than these.
Okay.
One of Baffert's boys is up in Garcia. The six over 3, 4, 5. Reverses if you have to.
All right. Sixth race, the six over 3, 4, 5, and reverse. Sixth at Santa Anita. Jerry J's Power Page is available at jerryjspowerpage.com for Santa Anita and at Belmont at Aqueduct. Coming up next, it's Sports by the Book with Alex and Jeff. Guys, what do you got for us today?
College football, a lot of it, Ralph, as always. A&M and LSU is your big matchup today. And as Alex and I have said in the past, these days where it doesn't look that great, usually we get anarchy. We already got one a few weeks ago. Don't be surprised if we see it again today.
And I got to tell you, Alex, you guys have got it all set up for us. No matter good or bad games, we're going to get the best from you guys coming up next. Don't go away. They're here at YouTube streaming network. Jerry, say it quick.
Have a great race day, everybody.